is with a tremendous amount of excitement that we begin once again our cycle of learning the Daf Yomi B'Halacha. We are starting at the beginning. The plan is to record 10 to 15 minute shiur and send it out. And we have a recording from previous cycles as well. So here we go. Simen Aleph, Si'if Aleph. Yizgaber Ka'ari Lamoy Baboker. A person should strengthen oneself like a lion to get up in the morning. La'avodas Boro, to serve their creator. Shehei Hum Or Ashachar. One should be awake before the dawn. They should wake up the morning itself. Explains the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Nalef, La'avodas Boro, to serve their creator. Ki lekach nivra ha'adam. That's the purpose of why we're here. We are here in this world to serve Hashem. K'moshe Amar HaKosov, like it says, Kol hanirka b'shmi l'chvoidi b'rosiv. Everything that's called by my name, for my honor, I have created it. Af im yeshienu yitzro b'choref lo'imala eich yetamu b'boiker ki hakor godol. But if your Yetzahar is going to whisper in your ear and say, look, how can you get up? It's so cold outside. Oh, yeshienu b'kai yitzro. He's going to tell you in the wintertime. Lo'imala say, eich tamu b'mit choscho avadayin lo shavata mishin osu. How can you get up from your bed? You haven't got enough sleep. Yizgaber alav v'al yishmalo. You have to overcome it, right? As we know in Pirkei Avos, that a gibor, someone who's kovish, is yetzahara. So you have to overcome and don't listen to him. V'yachsho b'nafshon. Think the following to yourself. If I was needed right now to serve a human king, if the president of the United States, again, not talking politics, but if a chosh of a person was waiting for me and anticipating me to serve him, I would get up. Or a lamashal, you know, you have an important business meeting that day, you have a flight to catch, you get up early in the morning, you don't hit the snooze button. Kol shekein, how much more so of a kal v'chomer, ben benosho kal v'chomer, lifnei melech malchi hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're getting up to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we should not listen to that Yetzirah that tells us to sleep in. Then the Mechaber wrote that we should be Me'orer the Shachar. So he quotes from the Shlo. The Shlo stands for Shnei Luchos Habris, Rishai Horowitz. Kosef Sod, he says there's a deep idea over here. Lechaber Yom V'Layla B'Torah or Tefila. To connect the transition from day to night, either by learning during that time span or by davening during that time span, Heim B'Boker, Heim B'Erev, both in the morning when night turns into day and in the evening when day turns into night. Umiyad kishi is orer minishn. Also, the ainer rots alishon yito yodav af shnish rabim mushkav. When you're done sleeping, you should wash your hands immediately. Umikol shekain shlo yelech arba amos bli natilas yadayim. And certainly, you shouldn't walk dalad amos. Dalad amos, as we said so many times, the measurement from Ramosha Feinstein, Zatzal, 7 feet 3 inches. Don't walk 7 feet 3 inches without washing natilas yadayim. Betzarech ma'oldi zohar bazeh. So be very careful. The Zohar speaks in very strong terms about the punishment for not being careful with this. Because we know there's the Ruach Tuma that is on our fingers. Well, it's on ourselves. So it leaves via the fingertips, right? But don't be over and there because of this. You hold back in. You don't urinate if you need to. Or to take water that your friend left by his bed and you take that for yourself because you can't walk to Alamos. Unless you know that you can switch it out right afterwards. Okay. But people unfortunately stumble with this, says the Chofetz Chaim. Im eira shahamayim rechoikin, but if the water is too far away, the ein lo mi shekarvim alav, you don't have anybody to bring them to you, no katsas mi bali nefesh, shaholchim pachos mi arba amos. So they'll walk less than 4 amos at one time, and it's like a shir, like almost in Hilchos Shabbos, to walk less than dalad amos, because of shari tshuva al zeh delo nihira. It says it doesn't make any sense. Why? The odif yoisa sheilachu bimrutza, sholosh hashos ruach ra al yodav. No, fakir, instead of pausing every dalad amos, just go quickly, so because you have the ruach ra on your fingertips. You want to get it off of you as soon as possible. Yeshomun de le'inyin zeh, amrin en kula beisa kedalad amos dami. And some have a bigger kula, that in this case, your whole room, where you're walking, is like that. So you don't have to have it right dalad amos. Again, some are makbid, have it right by the bed. But if one walks directly into the bathroom and washes, then that room would be like dalad amos. Aval ein lismoch al zeh, ki'im b'shasad chak. But really, you should only rely upon this in oppressing circumstances. You get up in the middle of the night, she'ain't no mind lethal, and you don't have any water, lethal yada, to wash your hands, shosh pam kiroi, right, to go back and forth alternating, lahavi ruach atuma, to get off the ruach tuma, afa pichin, chalila lo levata, medivre torah, mishum ze, ad shior hayom. So you shouldn't just, oh, because I can't wash my hands, I shouldn't learn, I'm going to sit around, don't have to do anything for the next 3-4 hours? No. Ela yitul ma'at. You could wash whatever water you with whatever you have you whatever water you do have, or you could wipe your hands on what kol midi menake is. We'll learn is something that it cleans your hands. An example of that would be like on a tree or on a stone or something like that. Vivarach v'ilmud, and you make the brachas and you learn. Kedin hatamud v'haposkim. Okay, now we'll continue with the first opening comment of the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'al kol panim lo ya'achir zman ha'tzefila she'tzivim mispalin. Really, you shouldn't delay the zman that the tzibur is davening. What does that mean? Sifkat and Gimel says the Mishnah Berurah that the tzibur is davening. Haini, what this means, afapi shlo yavar zman tzefila. You're not going to miss the zman of tzefila. Mikol mokam mitzvah im ha'tzibur. There's still an inyan to daven with a minyan. I in the comments, so sif cut in test. Okay, as we'll see later. Then the next Mechaber says, Shavisi Hashem l'negdi samid, to place Hashem in front of me at all times. Hu klal gadol b'torah v'malas tzadikim ashehoichim lifnei Elokim. Then this is a major principle in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to constantly have Hashem in front of us. This idea of constantly thinking about Hashem. So the Bir Halacha takes an idea that I believe the source is from the Chinuch, if I'm not mistaken, that there are 6 mitzvos that apply at all times. I'm not going to read the entire Bir Halacha, but it does go through what are the 6 mitzvos. Sheish mitzvos chayuvim tamidi, right? Lo yafsiku me'al ha'adam afilu rega echad kol yamav. Again, this is from the Bir Halacha. Kol zman v'chol rega sheyachshu behen kiyam mitzvas asei. So what are the 6 mitzvahs that apply? You know, we're working within this idea of keeping Hashem in front of us at all times. So one, he says, "Lahamin sheish eloko echa ba'olam shehimse kol hanimtzos." There's only one Hashem, and He causes everything to happen. Beis shelo na'amin b'shum elokim zulah. So not to believe in any other gods. Chas v'shalom. Gimel l'yachadot, to believe in the yichud, the singular uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shne'emar, as it says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does that mean? Perusha Shema Yisrael b'do ki Hashem she v'es hakol b'retzono hu Elokeinu hamashkiach b'chol ha'olamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and running the show. Dalad le'ehov ha'makom baruch hu. The fourth mitzvah that applies at all times is avas Hashem. 5. Lios yiras Hashem yizbarach upon of tamid levilti yechto, to have yiras Hashem. Thinking about that, v'alzeh nemar says ve'es Hashem lokecha tira tefir Hashem. And the sixth mitzvah rings shlo nosir acher machshavas halev u'riyas einayim. The person shouldn't go after thoughts of their heart and look at forbidden things. Shneimar lo sasu acherei levavchem. So those are the 6 mitzvos. Again, there's much more to it, but we're not going to read the whole thing inside. That's the Bir Halacha working on this idea, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should literally shvisi Hashem l'negdi sami, to have Hashem in front of them at all times. In the Mishnah Berurah, it says tzadikim in Dalid, dahainu sheyitzayir b'nafsho tamid eich shehu oimi lifnei Hashem yizborach. You have to always remember that we're standing in front of Hashem. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu moloch ol ha'aretz kevodo. Hashem fills the whole earth. Because of Hashem Ha'arizal, Sheyitzayir Shem Havaya. That's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Tamid Negin Eina Benikud Yira Kazeh. So that would mean you have a Chiruk under the first Yud, right? It's the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's with the osios of the word Yira. So the Chiruk goes under the first Yud. There's a Shva underneath the. There's only one Yud. There's a Shva underneath the first Hey. There's a Kamatz underneath the Vav, and then there's no Nakuda under the Hey. Zehu sod shvisi Hashem l'negdi somid. The person should visualize this idea. This is a thought process that a person goes to and is looking, and in their mind they see this four-letter name Hashem with those nekudos. V'zeh to'el is godol inyan here. This will help tremendously a person's Yirah Shemayim. V'yesh shehayu regilin machma zeh lasos nor shall klaf b'tzuyarim lahaniach b'sidurim b'koisim b'shem b'hem shvis Hashem, right? Ben arba osos ushar shemos. So you see the people have these things in their tefillin bag or whatever it is. U'menor kazeh ha'isa nikreis b'shem shvisi ha'fatam hu b'chideshi nizkar shlo la'siach sicha b'teila b'tocha tefila me'imas Hashem. They shouldn't say devarim b'teilim. While they're davening, kosev shari tshuva b'shem to hatvua shor shiroi lezor chayil levatil haminhog ki al pirov enim mishamrim esaklaf kiroi, they don't take care of the shem Hashem that's written in its proper way. Vehish tapachno b'roish kol chutzos, it gets thrown around. Vegam kama pamim bol yidei mechikas Hashem, it gets erased. Venir b'menoros hagadolos. They put the big one, they put like a glass plate over it, so nothing's going to happen to it. It's not going to get destroyed, it's not going to get ruined, it's not going to get erased. Okay, in that case, there's no problem. If they put it there without a cover on it, that's a problem. They didn't have electricity, they had candles, and they're next there. So you come to have it being erased. Okay, yeah, back on the third line now in the Ramah. Why should we picture Hashem in front of us at all times? Again, this is halacha, this isn't a Musar Vort, but we'll learn. Meretz Hashem, we'll get through, we'll see that the best Musar is learning what the halacha requires of us. So continue on the middle of the third line. Ki ein yeshiva sa'adam etunosav asakav v'hu levado b'vesa kishiyasov etunosav v'oskav hu lifnei melech gadol. We don't behave when we're in the quote-unquote the privacy of our own homes. What does it mean, the privacy of our own homes? We don't think Hashem's not watching. But if we knew that an important person was with us, we'd behave differently. Lo dibru harchavas piv kiritzon v'hu im anshe beso ukrovav kidibru l'moshav hamelech. You don't speak the same way when you're with your chevra, with your friends, with your family, when you're talking in front of a king. Kol shekein kishiyasim ha'adam elibo. How much more so when a person thinks and ponders in his heart and meditates on the idea shehamelech ha'gadol kodesh baruch hu asher molech kol haaretz kevoido, Hashem fulfills all of the whole world. Omid Allah v'rod ma'asav, Hashem is standing over us and sees everything that we're doing. K'moshe ne'emar, like it says, im yisaser ish b'misterim v'anilo enu nu'um Hashem. Can a person hide himself in these hidden places and I won't see him? Right? Miyad yegi elav. When a person thinks about this and really it quote unquote hits home, when a person realizes that, wow, Hashem is seeing me at all times, miyad yegi elav hayira v'hachna. And a person will have a awe and a humility. B'pachad Hashem yizbarach. Uboshto mimenu tomid. He'll have a bush. He'll be embarrassed. He'll be making sure that he keeps his, he behaves appropriately. That idea of having the Yiras Hashem in front of him, that's an important yisod. Okay, that was our opening shiur for this. And Yiras Hashem, looking forward to a wonderful limud together. We'll post the link to the WhatsApp in the notes. Okay, shkoyach.